Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
All right, 3:05. 3 hours down, two more to go on our five-hour midnight ride as we take you all the way to the warm-up show with... You can call me Jerry. Jerry when you call. No, not a thing.
Okay. No, that no Jerry.
Oh, that's right. No Jerry today. Okay, well. You
know. Jerry is hosting for Boomer and Geo.
That's right. I got to work CeeLo into a song. I don't know how that works. I'm going to try and figure it out. Certainly not with one with Al. That'd be tough. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. You know, we started with the Knicks and we started with Jason Kidd. We did a little bit of baseball, taking your calls on whatever you'd like to talk about. Aaron Rodgers, we opened it up to. Baseball, my defense of Aaron Boone. Open challenge to any Boone haters. Just give me a call. I'll gladly school you in an argument if you'd like. I'll dominate you like Duncan. 888-808-1019. Pete Alonso, what does that contract look like? Do you believe that it doesn't matter that I'm just being silly because ultimately the owner's never going to let him go and it doesn't matter how much money it costs? But we talk about Jason Kidd because to me, the Knicks here right now are at a very important crossroad. And this decision of who the next head coach is a pivotal one for the franchise. And coming off the reports the other day that we spoke a little bit about yesterday, that the feeling is, or reports are, that the owner spearheaded the decision to fire Coach Tom Thibodeau, that he was running the exit meetings, that Leon Rose was only there to sit and watch while James Dolan asked the questions. And James Dolan didn't like the responses he got. One player, you know, reportedly said he wouldn't continue to play for Thibodeau. And so the owner, not Leon Rose, not the basketball executive who's turned this franchise around over the last 5 years, but the owner, who every time he gets involved, it's an outright disaster. The owner made the decision, which presents a level of dysfunction that makes me annoyed considering now we have lost this head coach. But we move on. They do have to hire someone. And I do admit that Jason Kidd is as good a name and as good a coach, and I would be as excited as almost anyone else. Like Spoelstra would be a home run hire. You know, generally considered one of, if not the best head coach in the NBA, won championships, yes, with LeBron James, but still, I would be very excited. Jay Wright has been eliminated as a candidate here for the job, but I think Jay Wright would kind of excite me. There's a handful of names. Bobby Hurley, as Craig Carton came on the Midday Show earlier yesterday and believed he thinks that that is the guy, not that they'll hire, but he believes that would be the guy he would hire. I know a lot of people obviously love Hurley. Successful, two back-to-back championships with UConn. But to me, Jason Kidd is a coach that took the Dallas Mavericks to an NBA Finals. He was as smart a basketball player as I've ever seen play the game at the point position. He has a relationship with Jalen Brunson. And then it does open it up to the dream of possibly getting Giannis because of his relationship with Giannis. I don't know how much of an impact that would have, but that's what we'd all be waiting for. Many people think that's what this is all about. But the reports yesterday were that Jason Kidd mutually wants the job or mutually interested, which to me means he would want the job. Now, they got to work it out with Dallas. They've got to go and make a trade with Dallas, see if Dallas is even interested in letting him go. We still haven't heard if the Knicks have even formally requested to talk to Jason Kidd. But if he is mutually interested, to me, that means he wants out of Dallas. He wants out of Nico Harrison's life. He wants to come to the New York Knicks, which does make me feel better about the entire thing of this job because I am concerned. You've got now an owner who meddles, a roster who could be in upheaval, but had enough of a voice to the owner that got the last coach fired, who went to an Eastern Conference Finals. So you would have to do better than that to justify the hiring. The idea that it is New York, there's a lot to this. And it's, you know, stars that don't play well together. There's a lot to this. I still think it's a very talented team and a very good job, but it's a scary one with a lot of pressure and a lot of roadblocks to success. And if Kidd wants it, that makes me feel a little bit about, better about it. But here's the issue, or here's what I'll say about it. Now go get him. Because we talked about when Tibbs was fired, it better come with a plan. Or at least you wouldn't make this decision if you didn't have a plan. Well, right now, right or wrong, it feels like Jason Kidd is the plan. And I don't know who else the plan is, quite honestly. There's a bunch of names, and I just threw some of them out, but we have no idea. And quite honestly, any other name that really seems plausible to me doesn't excite me, and it certainly doesn't excite me if it's the clear second choice. And I've said this a couple times. You know, I think that, you know, Johnny Bryant has an opportunity to be a good head coach in this league. I think he's earned it. I don't know if I'm in love with the idea of hiring him, but I'm open to it. But I certainly would have felt better about it if they pivoted right from firing Tibbs into hiring Johnny Bryant and said, look, he's been in our building. We know what kind of coach he is. We've targeted this guy. We knew we wanted him to be the next head coach of the Knicks. We wanted to make sure he didn't sign with Phoenix. We believe in him. We believe he is ready. We think he is the next great head coach in the NBA, and we couldn't be happier to announce him to be the next head coach of the New York Knicks. If that would have happened right away, I would have been somewhat sold on it. But if you're out there trying to trade assets, if you're looking to give up second-round picks to go get Jason Kidd from Dallas, it's going to be a hard sell when you try and have that press conference with Johnny Bryant now that you have failed to get your first choice. Now you're giving me a young, inexperienced head coach coming into a situation where the owner is starting to meddle. The team feels they can go to the owner with any problems about the coach. Who knows what Leon Rose is standing inside the organization is anymore. And the superstar might be frustrated because there's reports about the team having a problem with his father being on the bench, who, oh, by the way, you have to keep. And everyone knows you weren't the first choice. That's a tough sell. So go out and get Jason Kidd. He wants the job. You want him to have the job. Convince the Dallas Mavericks it's in their best interest to let him leave. And quite honestly, I think we'll see what the hurdles are. But if an organization gets the win, like if Jason Kidd goes to them and says, hey, look, it's run its course here. You guys made this trade behind my back. You know, let me just get the hell out of here. Let me go to the Knicks. Why wouldn't you say yes? Why would you want to coach? Why would you want to hold a coach begrudgingly? So I'm hoping it's Kidd because it's their first choice. I do think he's a good head coach. I think he has an opportunity to be a really good head coach. He was a smart player. He's got a relationship with Jalen Brunson, and maybe, just maybe, it could be the beginnings of getting Giannis, which would, of course, I mean, you want to talk about being okay with firing Tibbs? I think Tibbs would be okay with Tibbs getting fired if they brought in Jason Kidd and Giannis. 888-808-1019. So if you want to talk Aaron Rodgers, you want to talk Knicks, you want to talk baseball, all on the table right here on The Fan. I got you for another almost 2 hours. 888-808-1019. Eddie in Rockland's back on The Fan. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, buddy. What's going down?
I've
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Always been calm. I'm a
calm, cool, and collected
kind of guy.
There you go. All right, first of all, what you said about Aaron Rodgers, you know, did you hear what BT said? This is, I agree with you. The Giant fans, yeah, I always rooted for the Jets. And also when that whole sack exchange stuff, you know, unless they're going against your team in the playoffs or something like that. But the Jets fan, they don't like any other team. That's the problem. They don't like anybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Yeah, that's probably fair.
Right. And
is that what
BT
said? He said that
every year.
Yeah, good.
Oh, BT goes, here's a question for you. BT says that it's best to see Aaron Rodgers week one, right? Because the 22-year veteran is going to be rusty. He doesn't want to see Mr. 42-year-old week 11 or 12. Maybe he'll be beat up and sore. And
that's the argument.
He'd rather see them week. What would you rather see him? Week one or week 14?
I'd rather see him week 14 in hopes that he's not healthy.
All right.
I think because I understand the idea of week one being rusty, new team, new offense, new whatever. I guess there's a point. I guess I'd rather see him week one than week four or five. But if I had the choice of later in the season, I'd rather hope that he can't make it through the year at the age and I see Mason Rudolph instead of him week 14.
We do agree on something. Now on Jackson Dart, the lollipop thrower that I said that he was. Mm-hmm. He's already throwing interceptions, and you have any comments on the lollipops and that Jackson Dart's throwing?
As far as I know, he's throwing the ball very well. He did throw some interceptions. I haven't heard a lot of lollipops. He did beat the number.
You don't think Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson had a stronger arm than him. Even Manning, Arch Manning looks like he's got a rocket ship as an arm.
Yeah, I know Arch Manning. I know he's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. Let's see if I can actually play some college football before I decide he's the greatest thing ever. Listen, I think Jackson Dart's arm strength is good enough to be a successful quarterback in the NFL.
And my comments on Joe. Can I clear my comments up?
Sure.
Okay. What I heard you say, and I know you'll say it on the in the opening, you said, good morning, everybody, blah, 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 and good morning to everybody who's driving their kids to coaching. That's mm-hmm. what I would be doing right now
yes.
if I wasn't here.
Yes.
Now, did you make that comment or no?
I definitely said something along those lines, yes. I don't remember if it was in the open or not, but that's not complaining.
Listen, I'm not judging what you're saying.
That's not complaining. I was because I know that's part of the audience. I recognize that that's part of the audience, the parents driving their kids around. So I just had a little fun with that because that's how I talked about how that's I listened to this that Saturday show more than I listened to almost any other shift because that's when I'm in the car the most, other than Keith driving in or whatever. But like when I don't get a chance to listen to the midday show nearly as much as I would like because of those are prime sleeping hours. If I'm awake during the midday show, it's a problem and I'm going to be exhausted. The afternoon, I catch a little bit at the tail end, but you know I'm with the kids, I'm doing stuff. Like that Saturday morning, we run errands. I drive the kids places. I do things. So I was just talking about the audience and saying that's what I would be doing right now. And that's how I know you, that's how I'm relating to you. Because until I got this shift, I was you. You said, can you get Joe, would you like to do some carpooling? Because Chris was complaining that he can't drive his kids to practice. That is not the same as saying, yeah. Hey, well, you know, good morning to everybody driving the kids around. I know that's what I would be doing right now. Like, that's not complaining. I'm trying to connect to the audience saying, I know what you're doing because I do it too. You told Joe he's got to start a carpool service to drive my kids around because now nobody can do it, and I was complaining about that. They're two different things. I mentioned it 100%. Because that's who I was mentioning as that's part of the audience because that's what I do. And when I listen to that shift and I catch that shift, that Saturday morning shift a lot because I'm in the car on Saturdays. But that's not the same as, hey, Joe, why don't you start a carpool? Because Chris's kids can't get to practice. He was complaining about that in the open. Antonio in Dover Plains. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, C-Mac. What's going on?
What's up?
C-Mac, I have two questions for you.
One okay. about Juan Number one. Soto.
Yes, Juan Soto, when yes. he was with the Yankees, I don't really watch Yankee games, but when he was with the Yankees, did he never speak to his teammates? Because I see that a lot with the Mets. I never see him talking to Lindor. I never see him talking to Pete Alonso. And there's a rumor going on, as a matter of fact, all day today as a fan, that Pete Alonso and Juan Soto don't get along. I really don't see him, besides Marte and Osuna, Acuña, that's the only teammates I see him joking around with and talking. I don't really see him talking to the stars, to yeah. whatchamacallit, Alonso and Lindor. Mm-hmm. And before you hang up on me, my second question was, what is Ronnie Mauricio? I've been talking about this kid to bring him up. He's a stud. He bats righty and lefty, has power. And I hope that when this guy comes back, what you call it? This guy that got hurt.
Winker? Or?
No. Vientos. I hope Vientos, when Vientos sorry, comes yeah. back, I hope they don't bring him back down to AAA because this kid should stay up in the league, in the big league.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, we're going to find out whether it's him or Acuna. I do think that he's been a higher prospect for longer with the Mets, and clearly he's got immense power that Acuna doesn't give you. I don't disagree with you. If he continues to hit like this, I wouldn't send him back down. I think he came up and performed well a couple years ago. He was killing it in the minor leagues. He brings you power. He brings you speed. He brings you different things that Acuna brings you as well. But he doesn't. It's not like you're going to miss those things because Mauricio brings them as well, plus his enormous power. So, yeah, and how hard he hits the baseball. So, yeah, I would. I agree. Unless he struggles, I probably wouldn't send him back down. We'll see what happens. As far as the Juan Soto stuff, I mean, this thing has kind of gotten tiresome. He's starting to hit again. I don't care who he talks to. I've watched the Mets games. I don't watch them with that same. I again, like I watched every single Yankee game last year, Every single one. I can't tell you exactly who his best friends were and who he was always talking to. He talked to everybody or he talked to like a group. Like, we didn't pay attention to it. We're so focused on it. And I understand why, because I agree. He looked sad, for lack of a better term. He just didn't look like himself. That's a fact. And now he's starting to look like himself. I think we all expect it. Like, when I say this, people are like, oh, look now, look now. I'm like, I never said that it was going to last forever. I, C-Mac, Chris McMonagle, hi, how are you? I never said that he hates being a Met, that he longs to be a Yankee. All I said was, I have eyes. Those eyes watched Juan Soto last year. They're watching Juan Soto so far this year. He looks different. And I'm not trying to tell you why or what the reasoning was. I was just telling you the obvious observation that everyone else was making. He just didn't look like himself. He didn't look like he was having as much fun as he had with the New York Yankees. It could have just been for a million different reasons. And now it's when we saw, well, he was playing the flip bottle game with Acuna dressed up as a catcher and everything. Some people are sending me pictures they're taking. He was taking pictures with Alonso. Now, as long as he performs, no one cares who he hangs out with. He's going to have friends that he's closer with and talks to. The reports were he told Steve Cohen they had to. He wanted Pete Alonso to be his backup. He wanted Pete Alonso to be his protection in the lineup. I don't know if they get along or not. I think Pete's a little bit of a different dude. Soto's a little bit of a different dude. Very family-oriented. Doesn't go out a lot. Doesn't spend a lot of time in bars or hanging with his friends. He's very family-oriented. I don't know. But I certainly don't care when you get on six times. Like, that's the whole point. Now we don't care. He's performing much better. He looks more himself. We're seeing the shuffle. We're seeing better body language. It doesn't matter if he's best friends with Pete Alonso or best friends with Lindor. I don't know who he's good friends with. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. And it wasn't like I saw a bad, it was overblown. He doesn't celebrate after walk-off wins. Like, all that stuff was a little overblown. His body language, when he didn't, especially during the Yankee thing, right before it and right after it, like, he just looked different, man. He just did. His body language was lacking. He wasn't running out a couple of ground balls. Not the biggest thing in the world. Not trying to kill him, but he did. There was a couple instances where he didn't run in that time period. And he just looked down. But it's turning around. And you knew it would. He's too good a hitter not to. He's gonna have a solid year, a very good year. It might be a great year, it might not. But he's gonna be pretty damn close to what he normally does every single year. And who knows? He might go absolutely nuts for 2 months. It's well within his bounds. The question is gonna be how he performs in the postseason. Let's be honest. Right? And this is a compliment to the New York Mets, and I don't mean it condescendingly either. They have now reached the level of the New York Yankees. And I know that's going to sound condescending. The level of the Yankees, the level of the Dodgers, the level of the premier organizations. They're good enough to make the postseason, especially with today's format. They're going to make it to the postseason. And Pete Alonso can have a good year. Excuse me. Juan Soto can have a good year. Juan Soto can have a somewhat down year. It doesn't matter. The benefit of playing for the Yankees for all these years, the benefit of now playing for the Mets for the most part, the benefit of playing for the Dodgers is that no matter what your year looks like, he's going to have a second year. It's a gift and a curse because you could have Pete Alonso's year right now and he can have a miserable postseason and that's all anyone will remember. You could be Judge winning MVPs, you have a terrible postseason. That's what we focus on. Or you could have a miserable first year in a New York Met uniform and go nuts in October, and it will be a rousing success of a season. That's it. And the Mets are good enough where they're going to get to the playoffs. I'm not saying he can't be a stiff all year, which he won't be. But he's going to have whatever kind of year he's going to have. It's going to be an OPS over 850. He's going to hit over 25 home runs, 20 home runs. He's going to drive in over 80 runs. He's going to get on, his on-base percentage is going to be damn near 400, if not better than that. And that's going to be a bad year, those numbers I just gave you, a bad year. And then it's going to be how he performs in the postseason, which he's done with wild success throughout his entire career. And we're going to all forget all of this nonsense about him being unhappy. But for whatever reason, the start of the year, it was an adjustment period. Whether it was an adjustment to this team, whether it was an adjustment to the New York, whether it was an adjustment to the team, the players on the team, the organization, the contract, whatever it was, it felt like it was an adjustment and he struggled with it. Hopefully that's all.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Over.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
You know, we've been talking a little bit about baseball and how to shore up our two teams because the Mets and Yankees are two first place teams. And obviously the trade deadline for both is going to be significant this year. And we'll do more of it as we get closer. But it feels like an impact year. I mean, me and Fleas were talking about it before. The Dodgers dealing with a lot of injuries. The Mets have already had the winning season series against them. They're not the super team that's unbeatable. The American League for the Yankees is certainly down. I know the Tigers are good, but they're kind of just starting on their path, and they have good pitching. But this would be a year where you could see, like, hey, you have an opportunity to really go out there and with a couple of key trades – really bolster a team to go win a championship this year. And, you know, I've talked about this a lot. I really wish they would push it back later in the year, and I think they're going to focus on that. I would think the next CBA agreement would have a later trade deadline. I don't know. Is that something that would have to be arbitrated and something that would have to be discussed, or can they just do that unilaterally?
So, yeah, but it seems like a natural point while they're doing everything else. That yeah, they have to say, yeah,
I'm saying, could they do it? Could they just do it next year without necessarily waiting for the CBA in 2 years? But they need to push it back a little bit because with this new playoff format, too many teams are in it. But just real quick, because me and Fleeks were going through it, and I was thinking about it because I actually heard a caller mention it to Keith, and I was thinking about this guy too, as the Yankees could use a third baseman. But a team just in general, not, I mean, for the Yankees, yeah, absolutely. But for anyone, like an interesting team right now. If you are a contending team, you are rooting against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Right now, they are under 500. They're in a very difficult division, obviously, with the Dodgers and the Padres. They've had a little bit of a run with this group, went to a World Series, you know, had the best offense in baseball last year and kind of collapsed at the end and couldn't make the playoffs. And right now, really struggling. And they have a bunch of guys on their team that are free agents and who are really good players. Like, this might be, like, I know the Dodgers, the Cubs a couple years ago had Bellinger and some guys they thought could trade, and then they got hot. Like, that's would be, right now, if you are a contending team, if you're the Yankees, if you're the Mets, if you're a team that's going to be looking to get pieces, and thankfully you would think they wouldn't make a deal with the Dodgers or the Padres, right, if you're a Met fan specifically, the Arizona Diamondbacks could be a really interesting team at the deadline because they have a lot of guys. And I can just tell you for the Yankees, Eugenio Suarez, the third baseman, who hit the grand slam against the Yankees to beat Light early in the year, right now, he's not a great defensive third baseman. He's 33 years old. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He's led the league in strikeouts three different times over the last five or so years. Right now, he's got an 825 OPS, 18 home runs, and he's driven in 48 runs in 65 games. I mean, so he is having a great year. I mean, he's on pace for over, you know, he's on pace for 40-plus, 120 RBIs. Like, he's having a really incredible start to his year, hitting 233, on base of only 308, which is a little low, but his slugging is so high, he gives you an 825 OPS. That could be a guy that the Yankees could target at third base. They've got multiple starting pitchers in Gallen. I don't know. Sorry, early in the morning. They have Zach Gallen. They have Merrill Kelly. They have a couple of starting pitchers who are free agents and could be available in the starting pitching market, which could be, who knows right now. Alcantara was supposed to be the big jewel. He's terrible this season. He's pitching to an 8 ERA. I mean, if the Arizona Diamondbacks are so inclined, Josh Naylor, their first baseman, is a free agent, and he's having a nice little...
Hit a walk-off grand slam tonight against the Mariners.
Hit a walk-off grand slam tonight against the Mariners. You know what kind of hitter he is, and he's a postseason player with Cleveland. He's got experience in the postseason. They could really, if they decide to break it down... They have a bunch of pieces, and not just small pieces. It's not the Pirates selling off IKF. Like, they have a bunch of legitimate pieces that could get big-time returns for an organization and retool with some of their young core, you know, Corbin Carroll. I mean, but they've lost their ace to Tommy John surgery. They're having a down year, and they have a bunch of guys who are about to hit free agency where they could really turn a massive amount of prospects. That's a team to focus on right now. If the Yankees right now, I'm telling you, every night, you want to check the scoreboard, check the Tampa Bay Rays, who are right behind them, check the Blue Jays, check the Red Sox. You can probably forget about the Orioles. But check, I get it, check all those, check the Astros, check all the American League teams. The one team to take a peek in the National League is the Arizona Diamondbacks, because you want them to lose every night, because you want them to be in the mix in trading some of these pieces. Because I can tell you right now, I don't know about you don't want to trade, you know, George Lombard. He is having an incredible year. He is a young stud. I'd rather not trade him. But you have got to be open to go and really attacking this trade deadline. Like, if you're the Mets, absolutely. If there's a big-time outfielder available, the Mets are a little bit, have less of the obvious need. I mean, if there's an ace starting pitcher at the end of his contract, that's not a terrible idea. I know they have a lot of starting pitching, but you can never have too much.
How quickly does the lab work with a guy like Zach Gallen?
Right. I mean, you bring in Zach Gallen, and maybe the lab turns him into the best pitcher in baseball. Like, that's how good his stuff is.
Or just previous Zach Gallen.
Right. I know he's struggling this year, or previous Zach Gallen. But, like, you could really have something there. And I know the starting pitching's been great, but I'm still a little leery that Griffin Canning is going to be this great this whole year. You bring in some legitimate talent. You don't have to pay him. You let him walk at the end of the year, maybe. I mean, it depends on how much you trade for him that you'd feel like you'd have to sign him. But or a top flight outfielder becomes available for this team, or whatever the case. Like, this is the year both of these teams should be really aggressive. And I know they got a lot of prospects. The Mets have been hoarding those prospects, doing a real good job. You know, the owner spending money to make sure they get great quality back, and all these guys are coming up and helping the team. You hate to trade away stuff, but this is the time to win a championship. Go out there and be willing to do it. And for the Yankees, certainly. Certainly an opportunity to go. Now, Lombard, it would have to be something really significant, but I'd be willing to trade some of the other big pieces. I'd be willing to trade, you know, the big names other than him if it could get.
Well, how about, what if it gets you, because the Yankees could use a starter, it gets you Suarez and Gallen.
Right, I know. That would be tough with Lombard. I feel like he's going to be the next Yankee superstar, but you'd have to be open to it.
What if then maybe Spencer Jones is the name?
That's the name I'm willing to do. That's the name, for some reason, eluded me there for 30 seconds. Spencer Jones is the name I'm willing to do. I think, because you can't hold on to all of them. You got to make a decision. And right now, Lombard seems like the younger and more complete player. And the more complete hitter. But Spencer Jones, if I could get Gallen, or Spencer Jones plus gets me Gallen and Suarez, like that's a look, and I don't know if it does. And that might be Yankee pie in the sky. I'm sure there's someone sitting in their radio going, yeah, you think that's going to get you that? I don't know. I don't know what the view of Spencer Jones is. He's just coming back from injury. He does hit a lot of home runs. He's young. He's been a top prospect in the Yankee farm system. It'd be that plus Everson Pereira. You know, they have some pitching prospects still. The farm system is not as bad as people say. It's just not. But Suarez, you put Suarez at third. You move Jazz back to second base. You add, now DJ becomes your bench piece on the infield. That's a more complete team. And Suarez gives you pop from the right-hand side against left-handed pitching. And if you could bring in a Gallen to throw at the top of the rotation, like that's a team to really look at and see if they can stay down. I would be rooting against the Arizona Diamondbacks the rest of the year. Because we saw it a couple years ago when they were going to trade for Bellinger a couple years ago with the Cubs. And then they got on a hot streak, and that's what sucks. You get, at this time, at the end of July, with this many playoff teams, you win 7 games in a row. You can go from seller to buyer. Like, that's how crazy it is. They need to push this thing way back. The trade deadline needs to be back. I don't know why it has. Push it to August 31st. I don't care. Make it all the way. Who cares? What's the difference? Be able to trade for guys up until September. I have no problem with that. Push it back a month. Give us as much time as possible to determine buyers and sellers so that this trading deadline can be more impactful, because it's going to get hurt. But this could be one of the more... There were some other free agents too. Read me if you still have the list. What was it? It was Kelly. It was Gallen. It's Suarez. Was there anybody else? I know Puck, you said, had one more year of arbitration, but they got a bunch of guys who they might not be interested in keeping long term. And
We said Naylor.
Said Naylor, right.
Shelby Miller, who's having a really good year.
Shelby Miller's having a good year out of the bullpen.
Jalen Beeks, the former Rays reliever.
Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of options there with the Arizona Diamondbacks. But the overall point is, and we'll do more as we get closer to the deadline, obviously. The Mets and Yankees should both be super aggressive, because there's no reason. There are two first-place teams. For the Mets, the Dodgers aren't unbeatable. They've already proven that. They've beaten them 4 out of 7. They're as good as anyone in the National League. Go out there and really bolster this team. Even if, of course, your prospects you want to get part with, it just feels like this could be a year. You got Pete Alonso having this incredible year. You just added Juan Soto. You want to win a championship within his window. The starting pitching, again, not that they can't repeat this, because I'm done questioning them. But what you're getting from the rotation this year from these guys, and the way you want to build a rotation, you don't know if you're going to get this again. I can't question them, but I'm just saying, you're getting it now. You're getting a great Diaz. You're getting a lot of your answers to a lot of questions. you might want to go out there and really try and solidify this team and be uber aggressive and trade pieces you might not have expected to trade heading into this season to really double down and go try and win a championship. Because if you win, no one's going to care who you traded away. You win a World Series, no one's going to care who you traded away.
And remember, like, we know for sure one team that's like going to be aggressive is the Dodgers, whatever holes and 100%. Injuries they have right now. And there will be others, both leagues. You know, the Tigers could decide to be aggressive. The Cubs could be aggressive. The Phillies could say, hey, this might be a window beginning to close. Yep. Let's go all out here. So it's not just adding to your team. It's taking players away from your competition or even just keeping up with them.
Yeah, true.
Don't let them pet. We said the Yankees and Mets are where they are right now, two of the best teams in their leagues.
Yep.
Don't let somebody pass you.
Agreed. It might be a deadline to really be uber aggressive. Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Pardon me. I had a frog in my throat. You know, last night after I got on, somebody came out and said, oh, I really feel sorry for Steve Cohen. He's a billionaire, and he was exhausted by the dealings with Alonso. Did we forget what it was like before Steve Cohen was here? That we couldn't get any players, that we couldn't extend anybody?
Yeah.
You know, I think Steve Cohen wants to develop that area around City Field, and good for him, good for the city.
He does, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, he should be making money if he's improving the financial condition of New York. And as fans, what have we got to complain about? We're in first place by quite a bit. We've got a manager of baseball operations who seems to have the pitching thing in hand. Mm-hmm. We've got three big long-term contracts, plus Nimmo, plus McNeil, who'll both be around for a couple more years. Steve Cohen is not balking at spending money. He just wants to spend it within the realm of the value of the player.
I agree. But but what's your point? Into what? Into Alonso or into, like, what's the... Where do you think he's not? I understand you're reacting to a caller, but like, what are we like moving forward? Do you think he'll just give Pete Alonso whatever he wants? Like, what's the context of the call?
The context of the call was, as you said, reacting to a call from yesterday. But also, you know, must we always, as Met fans, be grumbling that we're not getting every single Christmas present under the tree?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a great team. Can we appreciate what we have? You're talking about the trade deadline. What excessive needs do you think the Mets have? Should we prevent the Dodgers from getting him?
Yeah, I mean, not excessive, but like right now, yeah, I think you can improve with a center fielder. I think you can improve... with another bullpen arm, you can improve with a top end of the rotation starter. I'm not saying it doesn't mean they can't win without all that, but right now, like with the way the Dodgers are, don't you want to go out and see if you can really make your team the best in baseball, unquestioned, and go try and win the World Series?
I would like it for it to be that way, but it's always going to be a crapshoot no matter what happens.
Well, of course.
How about the two series coming up, Chris? We got the Yankees coming up into what I consider two crucial series, and I think the Mets are coming into two crucial series. It's not always the best teams in the league that you have to beat. It's these middle-of-the-road teams, road teams that are hungry. Mm-hmm. Washington and Tampa for the Mets and Kansas City and Boston for the Yankees. This week may be a strange tale for one or either of these or both of these teams.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, every series is somewhat important, and now that the Yankees had lost the series against the Red Sox, I'm looking forward to the weekend in Fenway to see if we could exact some revenge. And Kansas City's a team they swept at Yankee Stadium earlier in the year. I'm sure they're going to remember that. And it's a team that has some talent, obviously. Where are they in the standings? I haven't checked the American League Central in a bit. Hold on, let me just check the standings real quick. They're two games under over 500, but they're in fourth place. They have not had the season people expected. I think people expected them to be right there with Detroit as the two best teams in that division. They are over 500 at 34-32. Obviously, revenge from last year's postseason. The Yankees swept them, as I said, earlier in the season in mid-April at Yankee Stadium. A very good team, and they're throwing really good pitching at the Yankees. It's Cameron tonight, who's pitching to a .85 ERA. Then they get... I know Lugo's pitching. Then it's Bubic, who's pitching to a 1.43 ERA. And then I think they're getting... Seth Lugo, they are. Seth Lugo in the third game, and you know he's pitching to a 3-4 area, but you know Lugo's pretty good. So, I mean, they're throwing quality pitching at the Yankees these three games. And coming off that series, you don't want to lose back-to-back series. So this is actually a big start for Max Fried again, because people still have the L.A. start in their minds, and this is what aces do. Aces stop losing streaks. And the pitching in the series, as I just pointed out, is going to be very good from Kansas City, and he's going to be leaving it up to, you know, Clark Schmidt. And Will Warren to win the series if he doesn't go out there and pitch well. So this is an ace-like start from Max Fried. This is the kind of start that Max Fried has to go out there and win a game for the New York Yankees, coming off two losses to Boston. And, you know, with lesser pitchers following behind him against really good pitching matchups for the Kansas City Royals, this is the game you want to take. You want to win this series? Tonight's a game you want to take from the New York Yankees, and tonight the ace has to step up. Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Hey, C-Mac. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
What's up?
Listen, I'm going to tell you what's up. I'm not sure if you caught my call with Keith, because if you didn't, you might be in shock after this. So I have to ask you, did you catch it or did you miss it?
I did not hear you with Keith. I'm sorry. What do you got?
Oh, no. Okay, so listen. I absolutely hate the possibility of Jason Kidd. And I'm going to tell you why, right? The New York Knicks have been all about relationships, trust, culture, and all of these things, mm-hmm. right? This guy right now did not have, and Luka Doncic won't even talk to him now. So what makes you think that he's going to inspire trust, with the New York Knicks players if he can't get buy-in? And Luka Doncic won't even speak to him.
Who
now?
Have you heard that? I haven't heard that. I know he was.
Yes.
I know he was. He certainly didn't mind playing for him because he cried his eyes out when he got traded.
Well, I think that was more of a Dallas organization thing and wanting to stay close to Dirk and Don Nelson, those guys. But here's the other thing. This guy at every level, and I believe in second chances, this guy has had 10 chances. At every level, this guy, created and conspired a mutiny, you know, in college, I think high school. The Nets got rid of him because he tried to do the same thing when he was there. Mm-hmm. As a player, he's a bad guy. This guy's been convicted of drunk driving, of beating his wife. He's pled guilty to these crimes. Mm-hmm. So thus these are convictions. So why is it that everybody overlooks that? And the Knicks have spent so much time building this culture to have somebody from the outside come in and possibly, break it down, because his relationship broke down with Luka Doncic at the end, too. You know why? Because he wasn't honest with Luka Doncic about certain things. And that's pretty obvious. And yes, when Luka went back to Dallas for the first time, and there was a whole spectacle made of it, during the game, they did point out that Luka did embrace certain people, but he made sure to steer clear of Jason Kidd, who he despises now, and also, obviously, yeah. Nico.
So, I mean, you say so it. I haven't seen or heard that. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I haven't heard that he despises, that you're saying he despises Jason Kidd?
He won't even look his way, way they put it on TV. Yeah.
They said that on the broadcast, that he won't even look his way.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. They pointed it out because everybody's looking for his reaction. But see, Max, even if that wasn't true, and it is, because I wouldn't tell you something that's not true that wasn't said. Mm-hmm. But what about everything else that I pointed out?
No,
the guy's a bad guy.
As to quote Mike Francesa, he is not one of nature's noblemen. But look, the Nets overlooked his stuff as a player. They traded him. Milwaukee overlooked all of it. Dallas has overlooked it and went to the NBA Finals. He's an NBA head coach. I'm not saying that he is a good guy or that he didn't do terrible things. This is America. You get second chances. He has a skill set to be a head coach in the NBA, and he's done a decent job of it. And I'm not thrilled, I'm not saying I'm like super pumped to get Jason Kidd. I'm saying he's as good a head coach as I've heard of names that I feel are legitimately reasonable. And if the Knicks targeted him and the Knicks believe in him, Not me. I didn't target him. I didn't try and go get him. If the Knicks are targeting him, trying to go get him, I want them to get their first choice. So if he's their first choice, go get him. That's just how I feel about it. You're not wrong in anything you said other than I don't know for a fact that he can't stand Jason Kidd. Maybe he meant he loved, maybe they meant he likes him so much he's afraid to go look at Jason Kidd because he's going to start crying. I don't know. I haven't heard that he despises Jason Kidd. As far as I knew, he was devastated to be traded. He was happy in Dallas. I can't imagine that if he despised his head coach, he would have been all that upset or that wouldn't have been an issue inside the team already. They went to the NBA Finals the year before. But maybe you're right. I can't dismiss it. I just don't know it to be true. But apparently he's got a great relationship with Giannis. I believe he's got a good relationship with Jalen Brunson. And everyone else has, you know, I mean, he's been in the league now for how long? I think he's a good head coach and has an opportunity to be a good head coach, and that's what I'm focused on. And mainly, my main reason is his name and what I think of him as a head coach is no real worse than any of the names other than the pie in the sky dream scenarios. Anything that's realistic, he's as good a name and as good a coach as any of them. And the Knicks and Leon Rose, I'm assuming, has made him their top priority and their first choice, and I want them to get their first choice. So now go get them.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.